Will it go to a jury? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. George Zimmerman has now been arrested for shooting Trayvon Martin. Martin's parents say that's all they wanted.
We are happy that he was arrested.
And under Florida law, that may be all they get. Take the case of Michael Monahan. Michael Monahan was charged with murder, not second degree, first degree. And he didn't just kill one unarmed person. He killed two. They were all on Monahan's 35-foot sailboat a year ago when an argument broke out. Monahan admitted that the two other men never laid a hand on him, and they were 20 feet away when he opened fire and shot both of them dead. But last September, the judge dismissed all charges against Monahan because, since Monahan perceived imminent violence, he was simply standing his ground. And so a defendant who had once faced the death penalty walked away a free man without a jury even hearing the case. Last January, Grayston Garcia caught a thief making off with the radio from his truck. Garcia gave chase, and when the crook swung a bag of stolen radios at him, Garcia buried a knife in the guy's chest and killed him. Garcia himself then took off with the stolen radios, hid the knife, sold two of the radios. He was eventually charged with second-degree murder, same as George Zimmerman. But 2 weeks ago, a judge ruled that he was just standing his ground when the crook swung the radios at him. Case dismissed. Now, in Trayvon Martin's case, Martin hadn't stolen anything, and he wasn't aboard somebody else's boat. But what's pretty clear is that under the Stand Your Ground law, arrest doesn't necessarily lead to trial. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.